love and broke does not give you an extraordinary life.
Can't live off love, baby.
Right? But love and money, you put those two things together and you could change the world.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I have a trusty sidekick today. And I know it's somebody who I swear, like whenever I put this person on my podcast, you guys like my podcast even better. And that would be my husband.
I just like that you literally had Quickie with Chris scheduled in your calendar for this time.
You guys, for real, my calendar literally looks like I'm scheduling in sex and my whole team can see it. So it just says Quickie with Chris at 4:30.
And then you had something else at 4:35. That's the worst part.
Well, it's a quickie for a reason. But this podcast is super important to me, or this particular episode, and exciting because Chris and I just spoke at Powerful You, which is a really awesome, amazing conference that we were at all weekend long. And he did, on top of speaking, some really cool breakouts. And this was one of the breakouts. I actually watched it twice. And you guys know that, like, when you're watching your spouse or like a best friend, like you're kind of sitting there and you're like, yeah, this is good. You know, you can see the good in it, you can hear the good content, but you literally like have heard the content a lot. So you're not like blown away completely typically, but I was so blown away. I loved it. Like I loved every minute of it. I went to his second one because I wanted to see how people were responding. I wanted to see how many people were shifting. And after his first one, everybody stood in line to like meet him and share their money story with him. And I was so, so happy to see how this landed. So I was like, we have to do a podcast on this immediately. And Chris, so share a little bit about what your sessions were on.
Well, it's so important, right? Because I started the sessions by asking the entire audience, I would say, complete these sentences for me. I bet we all had the same upbringing around money. And so I'd say things like, more money, more. And they'd say,
problems.
Yep. Or I'd say, money can't buy you
happiness.
Yeah. Or money is the root of all
evil.
Yeah. Or money doesn't grow on
fruit trees.
You know, and the rich get richer and the poor get
poorer.
Right. All these sayings. And it's crazy. The worst one that I heard growing up is, hey, it's not polite to talk about money. And so guess what we didn't talk about? Money. Mm. Right. I wasn't allowed to ask what my dad's salary was when I was young, things like that. Mm-hmm. The problem is it starts to make money feel like these shameful things that we should push away. And they only get reinforced in society as we get older.
Totally
it
my life.
No coincidence that the whole arena was able to answer these things in unison. Mm-hmm. And so those are the old school rules of money. That's what's holding everybody down. If we adopted and if we believed in the new truths about money, then all of us would stop pushing it away and start opening ourselves up to being perfectly okay with receiving it, charging for it, talking about it, caring for it, loving it, etc. And it really brings me to this point. In life, I really believe that to make any difference in any cause that you care about and to have fulfillment and like to really live an extraordinary life, I believe you need two things. And that is number one, love, mm-hmm. right? You have to love people enough. You have to love a cause enough. You have to love your family enough to want to provide improvement, to want to provide safe living, to want to provide security. So we need love. But number two, you also need money mm-hmm. because love and broke does not give you an extraordinary life.
Can't live off love, baby.
Right? But love and money, you put those two things together and you could change the world.
Yeah.
And so there's no shortage of love going around. We were all, you know, brought up in saying it's okay to love, but then we were told it's not okay to desire money or to gain money or to talk about money. And so I wanted to complete the other part of that equation for everybody.
And you guys, this is so important to me because I want to share with you the direct type of knowledge and language and just programming that I have been using in order to reprogram my money mindset. And when I first got married to Chris, I mean, I had such a money problem. I could hardly believe that I was worthy of money. I could hardly not feel bad about, you know, when we did spend money. I had so much trouble thinking that, we were abundant. I was afraid that it would always go away. And then, of course, it did at one point. And we had to completely reprogram ourselves. And Chris has been helping me reprogram my money mindset for, oh my gosh, probably the past 10 years. And I can honestly say that I have the most beautiful relationship with money. And for real, I love sales. I love being abundant. I love helping people understand why this is so important. I love helping people out. I love generosity. I'm in a really beautiful place with money, but it's only because I had to be open to these ideas about money. And I'll just tell you that my limiting belief was that money was evil. I believed, that you were greedy if you wanted money. I had so many disempowering beliefs around asking for money for my services. And I now realize that that's a disservice to all of you and that I wasn't showing up because I wasn't getting paid what I believed I was worth. And this is really vital for you guys to listen. So if you have any, money issues around this, save this and replay it and, go to Chris's podcast and listen to the mantras. But this is so important, especially as women, which is what my audience is, babe. Like, I want women to feel so confident about talking about money and numbers and why it's so important that we need to make more than enough in order to help people.
Well, women, let's be honest right now, this is the rise of the woman, right? Like, they are running companies more than ever before. They're running teams more than ever before. They're shifting causes more than ever before. They are making their mark. But you need to be comfortable with having that discussion money and that relationship with money and like understanding money if you're going to continue to make this incredible mark that everybody is making. So men or women, doesn't matter. This is like stuff that should be taught in schools. And I feel like these five new truths that I taught at that workshop, these will change the game for everybody. Now, I know this is your quickie, so I promise to be like really brief on the five truths. And we'll give them a chance to maybe dig into them on a different episode or somewhere else later. But these five truths, it'll change everything for everybody.
Let's do it.
So as I explain these five truths about money, these five new truths about money, I really want to invite you to use this concept that Lori and I do, and it's this. Try them on for size, right? Be willing to try everything on for size. And if it's not a fit, that's okay. You can take it off at the end of the podcast. No one's looking. But what happens if you try it on for size and it's a great fit? And let's be honest, you are listening to the podcast for some sort of change in your life, or you wouldn't be listening. Mm-hmm. And so when you try things on for size, sometimes that's when you realize that's where the change comes from that brand new, quote, look on you. So that's all we're asking everyone to do is try these on for size. And the first one is this. So there's five of them. The first one holds a lot of people back. It's this. There is enough to go around. There is totally more than enough to go around. So many people are taught growing up that if you desire and accumulate money, you are being greedy or you're screwing somebody over to get it, right? Except that comes from the old school days where we're talking hundreds of years ago where the only wealth was land. And so if I had 10,000 acres and a castle, that means I had to take 10,000 acres from you. Mm-hmm. But today it's different. You know, now money is just this fictitious bill that we all honor to be as valuable as we all agree it's as valuable as, and it can be created out of thin air. And here's a really good example. If you own one share of Apple stock and that stock, you bought it at $200 and it goes up to $300, you didn't take that extra $100 from somebody else. It just went up based on people speculating that Apple stock is going to become more valuable.
Yep.
And so wealth is now printed out of thin air. And there's many examples like that, like when your real estate goes up, et cetera. And so because it's fictitious, there is no more physical slice of the pie where if I get a big slice, you get a small one. Everybody's now entitled to as much as they want. And if I have $10, it does not mean that somebody else is missing $10.
I love that so much. I truly remember feeling that way. And I also remember thinking like I shouldn't have more than my parents, or I shouldn't have more than this person over here. But the thing is that when you feel like you are, stressed over money, you're not your best. Like, how do you perform when you're stressed over money, you know?
Well, that actually leads into the second new truth about money, right? Here we are growing up feeling guilty about doing better than our parents or somebody else, except the new truth is this. Abundance is actually your obligation. Now, again, this goes back to where I asked people to try it on for size, but abundance is your obligation. It's no longer a nice to have. It's no longer a thing that might be for someone down the street, but not for me. Mm-hmm. It's your obligation. Here's why. Let's think on a few different levels. If you have a family or loved ones that you care about, it is your obligation to provide safety and security for them. And you need an abundant amount of money to truly have safety and security. Number two, in this world where everybody feels like everything is a giant crap show right now, and there are more issues to quote fix than ever before, then in this day and age, you're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution. Right? Because if you're like saying this needs to change and that needs to change, but you can't do anything about it, you're still part of the problem. You're just creating more anger. You're just creating more divide.
Right.
But if you have enough money to actually donate and shift that cause or really get your message out there, now you're part of the solution. Mm-hmm. And so abundance is your obligation from that standpoint as well. And the last reason why abundance is your obligation, I mean, there's lots of reasons why, but the last big one is, dang it, we were put here not to suffer. We were put here not to be stressed out financially. We were put here not to live paycheck to paycheck and to not be present with our families. We were put here to thrive and to be an asset to ourselves and to be an asset to the person next to us. And so it is your obligation to create abundance to be able to do that for yourself and for everybody as well.
Oh, I love that. And it makes me really think about... you know, people might be okay with, you know, they're thinking, well, I don't need to have the money. I can also just help raise money right now, which is a great, great thing. You can absolutely do that. And you don't have to have the money. You can start helping to raise the money if anybody's saying that, you know, that they can help in that way. But who are you asking? You're asking people who you hope have an abundant mindset. So I don't know if you guys have ever done like fundraising, but you're like, why is this so challenging to get, you know, this money that you want to raise? And you also have to have an abundant mindset to keep asking. Like, cause some people I've seen get really deterred from raising money because they're like, oh my God, I feel like I'm bugging people. An abundance mindset all around is every, it covers everything.
Yeah, it really does. And this whole idea of financial stability and being abundant and, you know, taking the conservative route that we used to be taught, that's an old school rule of money. It does not fit the new rules of money. And that brings us to new rule number three. And that is financial stability is a lie. Instead, you should be developing financial ability, right? So let me repeat that. Financial stability is a lie. Instead, you should be focusing on financial ability. So you're like, what's financial ability? Well, it's the ability to know how to create income. It's the ability to know how to provide for yourself. It's the ability to understand your numbers, to not run away or hide from your budget, but the ability to know how to create one and to manage one. Financial ability means you have the ability to create and be a good steward of money. And it's now our responsibility to create this financial ability. And that's like my big thing, right? I'm trying to create that for everybody out there in the world. And this old school idea of get good grades so you can get a good education and then get a good job and that'll give you a good retirement and everyone will go down, you know, be safe and happy. It doesn't work that way anymore, except people are still being taught that. And they're leaving college with more debt than ever before to get a job that is paying less than it ever has before. And they're like, wait a minute, I took the right route. Lori, look back at us when we lost everything. I took the right route. I went to a good school. I got a good job. I did all these things. And there was no stability in it at all until you and I learned the art of creating income and really being a good steward of that income. And that's financial ability.
It's so crazy because it really is. You need to look at, you know, how the world is functioning, how it's changing. You need to look at the market because even you and I, we were always told, invest in a home, it'll go up and you're going to make money. So we were moving so much that we're like, you know what? We're going to invest in the good home or in the a little bit higher end home.
Because it'll go up more.
Because it's going to go up and we'd move in a year and we lost money and we did it again and we lost money and we did it again, we lost money and then we did it again, we lost a house.
Yep.
So we were like, wait, this is what we learned. Why is this not working for us? If it's not working, it's not working for a reason. We're missing something. So I love that it's like really these 5 points are really pointing out, it could this be a potential blind spot? Like try it on.
Yeah, it is a blind spot. Because when you feel like, oh good, my job is stable. Oh good, my 401k is stable. Oh good, the equity in my home is stable. It's not, guys. We saw 10 years ago, it goes away in the blink of an eye and it's unexpected. Mm-hmm. And unless you have financial ability, then you're going to be left out in the cold. And so the truth is this, the great irony is this, financial stability only comes from financial ability.
Mm-hmm. I really want to say financial ability has been something that I'm really focusing on, because when you realize that you have the ability to create money out of thin air, and a lot of you are like, how, you know, if I knew how the hell to do that, I'd be doing it. Well, there are people doing it every day. I mean, you can literally go on Etsy and see how you could decide to put something for sale or decide to start creating something that feels good to you and start really focusing on it. I think the thing with financial ability that people are missing is, you know, it takes as much intense focus as you're putting into your job right now. Like it takes that many hours as you're putting into your job. It takes that much thought process. And the most empowering thing for me is to realize that I do now have the ability, no matter what, to pivot and figure something out. I can figure something out. I may not love it, but I do have the ability in the beginning to start creating it and letting that give me some time and money for something that I do love. And we've definitely been there.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt. And that brings us to number four, being happy or not happy with money. You know, the old adage, this rumor is going around that money won't make you happier. Like we're told this all the time, you know, money won't make you happier, more money, more problems, all these things that people can repeat. And the fact is it's a lie. It's being told by people that don't want to have to do what it takes to create financial ability and put the work in to create the income that creates the stability, that creates the wealth. And so it's easier to say, oh, money won't make me happy, than it is to go out and actually make the money that'll make you happy. And I can prove it. There are studies out there by CNBC. There are studies out there by Psychology Journal. There are studies out there. There's an Instagram study, an Instagram poll that said 83% of people would be happier if they had $10,000 more in the bank account right now. So there's real empirical data out there that proves, yes, money can bring you more happiness. Now, let's be clear. If you're a grumpy jerk, more money will just make you a grumpier jerk, right? But if you're a good person with good intentions and you know, a normal human being like everybody listening, then yeah, money increases more chances at happiness. Mm-hmm. And here's a good example. If you get into your car and you're afraid it's not going to start and you have to get to work and maybe you're on your way to work and you're afraid it's going to break down and the radio doesn't work, all of those moments are moments that give you a 1 out of 10 experience on a scale of 1 to 10, right? They're unhappy moments. Mm-hmm. But if you get in your car and you love it and it smells good and you love how it drives and you know it's reliable and all that, then those are situations where money gives you 10 out of 10 experiences, right? Mm-hmm. So take that example and apply it to everything else in your life. Everything in your life can be rated 1 to 10. 10 is like it brings you happiness. 1 is it robs you of life. And money increases the chances of having more 10 moments, and it decreases the chances of having these quote 1 moments.
You know what? It's just the truth. And I'm going to share a couple of really tangible examples for you guys. When we first started network marketing and we had lost everything, like one of my biggest drivers was to not only take care of our stress as a couple, because that was not easy. And our relationship was, I wouldn't say strained, because I do think it made us closer. It was strained when we were worried about losing everything for sure. But I will say that, you know, not having to, it was one of my biggest drivers, not having the stress between us, having to always worry about money or argue about, can I actually buy my Greek yogurt this time or not? Like all those little tiny things. And then what started to really drive me after we started to be able to take care of ourselves, please note that I just said that, after being able to take care of ourselves first and get back on our feet and create some abundance in our lives and do some of the things that we wanted to do and create the businesses we wanted, I was then so driven to take care of my parents because they were stressed out. So I was then able to not worry about them driving their 20-year-old Cadillac or the 30-year-old Cadillac, whatever it was, that was breaking down all the time. And my mom was stressed about, and we said, let's, you know, get them new car. Let's get them a new car. And then from there on out, we've been taking care of their car. And then they were so stressed because they were asking if they could borrow money for rent. And we said, you know what? Let's just take care of the rent from here on out. That was a happy day for me. Both of those were happy days. You know what else was a happy day? This morning, when I talked to my mom on the phone and she said, I just got shoulder surgery and I knew she was, she got it last month and she's been in physical therapy and she's like, you know, it just ran out. Like my insurance won't cover it anymore and I need at least another month. And she was really upset about it. And I was like, well, I'll get the next month. Like, just let me know, invoice me and I want to take care of your shoulder for you. That was a 10 out of 10 for me. So, you know, what would have been a 0 out of 10 is being able to not help them at all.
That's like, it tears your heart out when somebody you love needs help and you can't help them. That creates a 1 out of 10 moment. So you guys, money absolutely does increase your chances of being happier. Now, Lori, what you just talked about is giving. And this brings us to the fifth brand new truth about money. And that is this: giving is a secret to everything you want. Mm-hmm. It literally is. Like, think about it just on a basic level. Want a better relationship? Give more attention and presence to it. Do you want a better body or better health? Give more effort in the gym and give it better foods, better fuel. Mm-hmm. Want a better financial situation? Then give it more attention. Give more to your investments. Give more to your business so you can make more income. Give more to other people so that you can build up that relationship capital that'll pay you back tenfold. You never give to get, but the really good news is this. It's just the side effect. Mm-hmm. The more you give to other people out there, the more you will get back in return. It's literally just how it works. And so giving truly is, like, if anyone feels stuck, giving's the secret to everything that you want.
Oh my God. I've just been, you know, what's so crazy is lately I've completely detached from the idea or outcome that it will even come back. And I'm like, Lori, really focus on what it feels like to be able to help your friends out, to be able to refer someone to something, to be able to connect someone with something a little bit easier, to be able to be like, oh, did you say you want to do public speaking? I know this person who has events. I'd love to connect you. Like, just give as much as you can with what you know that you have right now. And it is insane to me how it comes back to you. Like, Chris, these five things, if people really, really understand them, it will change their life if you can make a relationship with this. And, you know, Chris does trainings all of the time. So yes, this is five truths about money. And yes, this will really rock your world. But if you really want to get in depth and decide to change the way you feel about money and actually learn about it. Like, learning about money is one of the most valuable things you can do, because if you have a message and you're like, oh, I want to do this and I want to do that and I want to be a coach and I want to be a speaker and I want to write a book, it's going to take you getting right with money and getting a great relationship with it. So do you have a more in-depth training that people can watch if they're feeling really called?
I do. So there's two ways I can help anybody out that wants a better relationship with money. And they're both really affordable, because one's free and then the other one is ridiculously cheap.
Free's affordable.
Yes, yes. Got it. So we like to call it free 99. Okay, so if you want free training videos on this, you can go to fortheloveofmoney.com/free.
It's in the show notes too.
fortheloveofmoney.com/free. Now, if you want in-depth, like five modules where I'm working with you through video training, through workbooks, through all that stuff, I've created something that quite honestly is like $1,000 e-course for less than a fifth of what that investment is. We're talking like bargain basement here. And here's why. This one is not a giant revenue creator for us. This one is like the high school and college money relationship education everybody should have gotten, but they were not given. Mm-hmm. And so I want everyone to have the ability to go through this course. And it's called the Money Principles. And it's just like it sounds like. It's all of the principles you need to learn about money. It starts out with a whole module on why money matters. And that'll break you right open, right? And then it goes into the next module of how money works. Most people don't understand how money works and how the economy works. Mm-hmm. And then the next module after that is called Money Minded. And it teaches you everything you need to do and understand mentally, to be mentally strong in your relationship with money. And then the module after that's called Money Moves. And it's literally the moves that you need to make in the order that you need to make them in with your money. And the fifth module is Money Magnification. That's the advanced one. And that is only for people who have made it through the first four modules. But it takes everything we taught you and it's like injects it with steroids, right? Like going to the next level after you've already created this really great relationship with your money. And those five modules, super cheap. You can go check them out at thetruthaboutmoney.com. Again, it's thetruthaboutmoney.com. Because that's what it really is. It's the truth about money.
You know, what I think is so awesome about you finally doing this, because I know that we've been wanting to have you have a course forever because you help so many people with this. You know, even in network marketing, you had to teach this to people in order to get right with them, even being able to accept and learn how to grow a paycheck in network marketing, in every single business. But what I love is some people have literally said to me like, oh, well, you're lucky. It must be nice you have someone who can help you with X. Well, you're doing exactly in this course what you helped me with. So it's like rent a husband, like rent a financially thoughtful, whatever. What am I saying, Chris?
Yeah, I like the rent a husband.
Rent a
husband.
You
had me there.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. So you guys go and check that out because it is so powerful. It is life-changing and it's absolutely what I have been studying and doing in order to change my money mindset and be able to truly feel like I get paid what I deserve and then some, and I'm able to give back. I'm able to help. I'm able to do all the things that I want without even thinking about it. Which that in and of itself is like a completely game changing. Like I live a different life. I feel like a different human being. I can't even recognize who I was anymore because I'm so right with money.
Yeah. And listen, everyone deserves to feel that way. Mm-hmm. They really do. And this is the key to doing it. So
I agree. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I'll make you coffee tomorrow morning.
That's a fair trade.
Okay. Perfect. All right, you guys, as usual, if you loved this, make sure you share it with your friends, especially if you know they are starting a business or they're an entrepreneur or they're someone who just is always stressed about money. Send this, text it, share it. Tag us, let us know what you loved, and please go check out his new course. At least just go check out the landing page and go do the free stuff.
Yep. The free stuff is at fortheloveofmoney.com/free. And the course is at thetruthaboutmoney.com.
Nothing tastes better than a free meal and a free e-course. Bye, everyone.
Adios.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.